Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Hey, when you have health insurance, it's easy to forget about those out-of-pocket costs. Now, that can be a lot of money, but are your medical bills accurate? Now, it's estimated that over 50% of medical bills actually contain errors. Now, HealthLock can help. HealthLock technology securely connects with your insurance and flags any overbilling, wrong codes, or fraud. Now, you can even have HealthLock work on your behalf to get money back from select past bills. Now, to date, HealthLock has helped its members save over $130 million. Check them out online, healthlock.com. Go there today. Pure Talk, my sponsor and my wireless company, are now providing international roaming to over 50 countries. Now, as you plan your summer travel, make sure that your wireless company covers you at home and abroad. Now, you can get unlimited talk and text, plenty of 5G data for just $20 a month. That's less than half the price of Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile for the exact same service. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today. Save an additional 50% off your first month. That's puretalk.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Well, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
You know what?
What?
Jesus didn't do the wrongs that he was persecuted for and executed for. Trump did.
But people aren't going on the New York Stock Exchange now because of what's happening in New York, because they don't want to be attacked by a thug like this horrible attorney general that we have.
Border security is a big piece of national security. And if we don't know who is coming into our country and we don't know what their intent is, that is a threat.
Only 221 more days left till you get to vote.
Yeah, we're coming to your city. Gonna play our guitars and sing you a country song.
From coast to coast. From border to border. From sea to shining sea. Sean Hannity is on.
Well, hey, it's the Sean Hannity Show. Mark Simone here for Sean. Normally, I'm on our big flagship station here in New York, WOR. But it's great to be here. And with us right now, Carol Roth, best-selling author. She wrote that great book, You Will Own Nothing, Your War with a New Financial Order. And hey, make sure you follow her on Twitter. Very good on Twitter. Carol Roth, how you doing?
I'm doing well, Mark, and you know I follow you not just on Twitter but on Instagram, where I live my life vicariously through you. We're hanging out with Mariano Rivera, my goodness.
Oh, my God. He was my favorite New York Yankee, the greatest pitcher ever in the history of the world. And, yeah, we did an event with him yesterday. You know how some guys, when it's got to come to some big fundraiser and they don't want to talk to anybody. This guy spent an hour beforehand taking pictures with everybody in the crowd, an hour after taking pictures. What a nice guy. Isn't that good to hear?
God bless. It's wonderful to know that there are people like that. Not only is doing good, right, he's there for charity, but then very gracious about it as well.
Yeah, it's on my Instagram, Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. The same event a long time ago was Chuck Schumer was the speaker. And we had to hide him in a room beforehand. He didn't want to talk to anybody. Came out, made the speech, got the hell out of there. Didn't want to talk to anybody. Can you? What a difference in character.
Shocking to hear.
Now, listen to this. Right now, I am sitting right here in this studio, and within about two blocks of me are four U.S. presidents. Trump down there where he lives. Over there at Radio City, it's Biden, Obama, and Clinton doing a fundraiser tonight at Radio City. Stephen Colbert hosting it. Is he supposed to be hosting fundraisers working in a campaign?
I mean, is that really any different than what he's doing as a late-night talk show host? I mean, isn't that basically the mouthpiece for the DNC running all of their talking points? I mean, certainly from the clips that I've seen, doesn't seem like the comedy in the late-night shows of yesteryear. He's no Johnny Carson. He's not even vintage David Letterman. So I kind of feel like there's a pretty thin line between what he does every day and then just, you know, hanging out with the different presidents.
Yeah. Hey, in these cases that are going on in New York, Letitia James, this wacko attorney general, could you even for a second figure out what she's charging Trump with that could even be considered a crime?
It's actually very frightening to me because, you know, I am a recovering investment banker, Mark, and one of the things that we do as people in corporate finance is we have to do valuation. And valuation work is very challenging because it is somewhat subjective. The true value of something is what any person is willing to pay at a point in time. So you usually give a range of values for something. When you try to say, hey, you know, we're coming up with a value that's different than what you put down, and we think that was fraudulent, but the lender did their own due diligence and came back and said, well, you know, we didn't feel like there was a problem. We didn't lose any money. I am just flabbergasted that that's something that could happen in the United States of America, and particularly in New York City, which is supposed to be this, you know, beacon of capitalism. It's giving people a lot of pause as to whether or not they want to continue to do business in that city.
You know, if you actually look at what he valued his apartment at, it comes out to about $200 million. Sounds crazy, but there's about 15 apartments in this neighborhood that went for more than $200 million. And his is certainly the most famous apartment in America. It's easily probably worth $200 million.
And here's the thing, if the lender didn't think that that was the case or any of the other assets or information that was provided, they're going to do their due diligence, they're going to give a haircut, and they're only going to give a loan that they feel comfortable with. And again, it was paid back with interest, they didn't lose any money. So there is nobody who seems to be upset with the situation except for the government. And that's something I have a huge problem with, whether it's, you know, Donald Trump, a person off the street, small business, gig workers. Why is the government getting in the middle of private transactions? And if both parties are happy with the way that you transact, they're saying, I'm sorry, you can't do it that way. We're finding fault with it.
I mean, how do you run a democracy without actual working, normal, fair media? You know, if you watch Joe Biden, he makes these crazy comments about Trump. It was just tax cuts for the rich, which is not true. And the fact checkers have all gone on strike this year, haven't they?
Well, I think they've gone for multiple years. You know, it's called the corporate press. You know, in certain circles for a reason. You know, one of the things that popped up on Twitter recently, you know, with Joe Biden and Elizabeth Warren and the like touting their wealth taxes is Joe Biden keeps saying the wealthiest Americans only pay a tax rate of 8%. And I'm thinking to myself, 8%? That sounds amazing. How can I get in on that? And I go and I do some research and I Google, you know, what's the rate that the on average millionaires pay? And you get all of these links back to the White House's site.
Yeah.
Well, the White House did a study, and their study wasn't of income. It was of unsold stock at a certain point in time, not income. And that's how they came up with this 8% and then said, oh, the wealthy people pay less than their secretaries. And the entire media ran with it. So now Americans believe this. And this is how they create this class warfare propaganda.
Yeah. Also, they deliberately, like Biden and the Democrats, they confuse income with assets. You know, Warren Buffett pays less tax than his secretary because he hasn't sold anything. There's no... He only pays himself $75,000 a year, so he's just paying tax on that, not on the $160 billion. So
And which, by the way, the stock market moves, and that whatever it's worth today, it could be worth a different amount tomorrow, up or down. If things go down, they never want to give you a credit for that loss. They only want to take more if it goes up. And, you know, somehow that doesn't really work out for people.
Hey, we're talking with Carol Roth. Do you understand this P. Diddy situation? What is he actually being charged with?
So this is all unfolding. I know it's not the Port of Baltimore thing. I know he didn't have anything to do with that. Tied him to that. But it sounds like, and this is, you know, based on the reports I'm seeing, that allegedly that he might have been involved in some sort of sex trafficking. He had, you know, allegedly, according to reports, I'm just reading off of other people's reporting, but the lawsuit is saying that there are certain Instagram models and different people who are associated with other celebrities that were sex workers for P. Diddy. And, you know, in entertainment circles, there have been a lot of rumors over the years that there were different unsavory things that he was involved in. I know it's shocking somebody who calls himself a bad boy for life would be involved in something.
Yeah.
It sounds like that potentially is one of the things they're looking at. Not a pleasant situation by any means.
Not good at all. Hey, Carol Roth has a best-selling book called You Will Own Nothing, Your War with a New Financial World Order and How to Fight Back. Now, that title, You Will Own Nothing, was actually Klaus Gruber, the guy that runs this awful Davos conference every year. Didn't he actually say that was the idea?
I love that you called him Klaus Gruber, because that's his name's Klaus Schwab, but you've...
Oh, Klaus Schwab. Sorry.
Hans Gruber, who was the bad guy in Die Hard, and he is kind of that villain vein, right? So his organization, the World Economic Forum, put out their top 8 predictions for 2030, and the number one prediction was, you will own nothing and you will be happy. And it's such funny language, because it's not we will own nothing. You know, the elite that he's a part of, you know, they're going to be fine, but you're going to own nothing. And then they're trying to tell you that because of that, you not having property, you not owning things, that you're going to be happy. And throughout history, the people who haven't owned things, as we know, Mark, they haven't been happy. They haven't been wealthy. Many of them have lost their lives and starved. So, you know, the idea that not having property is a good thing, it's a big campaign of the elite, and certainly it's one of the big issues that is making young people more and more depressed about the American dream, because they do feel like it's out of reach.
Yeah, well, Klaus, it's a good plan. You own nothing. You can't have a car. That's part of his deal. And they'll tell you where you're allowed to go and what you're allowed to do. And they have this conference every year, Davos, Switzerland. Why do all these business guys go to this thing? Why do they get involved in this?
Yeah, so Davos is this sort of snotty boondoggle, and I think some of them go because everybody else is going, and it's a way to see people, to be seen, to make some deals. But then there are these billionaires who want to, quote-unquote, affect change. Now, I don't know why they just can't be normal billionaires. Like, why can't they just go around on their mega yachts and buy racehorses and hoard art and do the things that billionaires do? That's not good enough for them, Mark. They want to control our lives. They want to say there's too many people in the world, or that we have to go back to living like there's, you know, we're in the Stone Ages, or you can't have a car, or, you know, you shouldn't have a house, and we're going to have these 15-minute cities to prove, you know, how wonderful and smart they are. I wish they would just go back to being normal hoarding billionaires.
Yeah, they got a private jet, a helicopter, 6 cars, 12 planes, 19 boats, but you should take the bus.
Just shut up and enjoy it. Leave the rest of us alone. Just mind your own business.
Yeah, well, it's a great book. And everybody, if you haven't read the book yet, big bestseller, You Will Own Nothing by Carol Roth. And where else should people follow you on Twitter, of course? Carol J. Roth at Twitter.
Instagram, yes, YouTube, Carol J. S. Roth.
Okay, and great stuff, and always good talking. Yeah, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me. Have a happy Easter.
All right, take care. Coming up, we'll take some calls. 800-941-SHAWN is the number, 800-941-SHAWN. Don't forget, check out Hannity.com. Hannity every night at 9, Fox News Channel. And we'll be back in a moment on The Sean Hannity Show. Hey, welcome back. It's The Sean Hannity Show. Mark Simone here for Sean. Let's take some calls. Let's go to Jesse in Louisiana. Jesse?
Good afternoon. Yeah, the anchors are still up on that ship.
Yeah.
Before an impending collision, they're supposed to be dropped. They had, and you don't need to have power to drop them.
Well, apparently it did in that ship. They did try to drop it, but they didn't have any power.
Don't know. There's supposed to be an emergency thing that they can.
Apparently not in that ship. You know, it's interesting. That ship has had nothing but trouble. They get inspected all the time. It flunked a Danish inspection for not having proper power propulsion. They had those problems before. It's had previous accidents. The problem is these ships are from all over the world, different countries, flagged to different countries. So there's no standard in all of that. It's a horrible situation. But thanks for calling, Jesse. Let's go to Doug in Virginia. Doug, how you doing?
Good, sir. Thank you for the call. You know, it's been reported that the last number I heard was 45,000 Chinese coming across the border.
Yes.
Now owns a lot of property in this country, and I'm wondering, is anyone paying attention to what the connection might be? I'm especially curious about how those properties, your opinion on how they might be developed. Are they properties being farmed, constructed, or what?
Yeah, unfortunately, again, I said this before, yeah, it's hard to have a democracy without actual working media. They're not paying attention to anything. That's a good point there, that nobody's paying attention. China is buying up land all over America. You know who else is? Bill Gates, the two of them, trying to buy up every last piece of land. One reason is, with all of this land, you tend to control the food supply. I don't know who's scarier to me, Bill Gates controlling our food supply or China, but it's a good point. China is buying tons and tons and tons of farmland, and that's the problem. Control of the food supply. You know, we manufacture everything in China, including a lot of our medicine, including our very vital medicines, you know, antibiotics and all that stuff. You're putting a lot of stuff in control of China. Let's go to James in Florida. James, how you doing?
Hi, how you doing? Great show. I just wanted to bring a couple points when we were talking about the electric cars that's being forced down on us. The added weight of the batteries alone is about an average 2,000 pounds per car. You start adding all those cars in parking garages and apartment units and condo parking garages, multi-level, there's going to be a lot of collapsing buildings around the area, and I don't think anybody's even considered that.
Yeah, it's a very good point, James. Thanks for calling. Very good point. You know, the cars, the electric cars, weigh a lot more than a regular car. That's why they have to have special tires. They don't use regular tires. They use much, much wider, bigger, heavier tires. And you know, a tire emits pollution as it runs along the road. It creates a lot of pollution. So the much, much bigger tires on the electric car cause even more pollution. You know, another thing, you got to charge those cars. You got to plug them into a charger. Nobody has figured this out in an urban area like, hey, right over there. I'm looking out the window. That's an apartment building with a couple hundred apartments in it. And all these buildings have these garages with hundreds and hundreds of cars. How are you going to charge all these cars overnight? And there are people in New York that live in New York, but they don't have an indoor garage where they park. They park on the street. How are you going to charge all these cars if you actually did force everybody to switch to an electric car, which will not happen? It's just absolutely insane, impractical. It'll cause more pollution than gas-powered cars. It'll all be stopped at some point, hopefully, with this November's election. Anyway, we'll be back. We'll take some more calls. 1-800-941-SEAN is the number. 1-800-941-SEAN. It's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. You can follow me on Twitter, but I still get shadow banned there. You can follow me on Instagram. It's Mark Simone NYC, New York City. Mark Simone NYC at Instagram. Back in a moment on The Sean Hannity Show.
All right, I want you to meet Kelsey. Now, when she found out she was pregnant, well, she wasn't really sure where to turn, but after meeting with counselors at Preborn Network Clinics, well, guess what? They loved her, they supported her, and they gave her a free 4D ultrasound for her to actually hear her baby's heartbeat.
When a mother looks at her child through a sonogram, it does something to you. You know, I ended up deciding to keep my son, who is now 5 years old today. He's amazing. He brings absolute joy to my heart. I could not imagine life without him.
Can you help out this great mission of Preborn? and maybe even in a big way. Every donation is tax deductible. They don't get a penny from the federal government like Planned Parenthood. They rely on people that believe in the sanctity of life and people in the pro-life community. Now to donate, just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or just go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes, and then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com, free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. You know, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping America's heroes and their families ever since 9/11. Now, hero first responders and service members, the people that serve our communities, our country, those who die in the line of duty, those who are catastrophically injured, veterans who have fought for our nation's freedoms only to return home, fall on tough times, and become homeless. Heroes like Buffalo, New York, firefighter Jason Arno and his family. Now, Arno was killed while protecting his community. He was battling a warehouse fire. He left behind a wife and a young daughter. In their darkest hour, Tunnel to Towers provided Arno's wife and daughter with a mortgage-free home. The foundation lifted a financial burden, enabling them to stay in the home where they made their memories with their hero. Now you can join the Tunnel to Towers Foundation on the mission to do good and support the families of America's greatest heroes, and that means the families of fallen first responders just like Jason Arno and Gold Star families with young children and catastrophically injured service members and also homeless vets. Please commit to $11 a month. Go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. If babies in their mother's womb could speak, what do you think they'd say? Hi, this is Buck. This is Tom. This is Susie. Did you know that an unborn baby's heartbeat is already beating at 3 weeks? By 5 weeks, you can hear that heartbeat on ultrasound. And that's where Preborn's network of clinics step in, because the heartbeat is the voice of Preborn, and you can share their voice in a big way. Every free ultrasound costs $28. They don't get a penny from the federal government. They need your help desperately, and that's why I bought them 2 4D ultrasound machines, because they desperately need the help, and they're helping moms with counseling and all sorts of ways. Just dial #250, say the keyword baby, #250, keyword baby, or go to their website, preborn.com/Sean. That's preborn.com/Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll never regret helping to save a baby's life. Preborn.com/Sean. Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. Born on America's darkest day, 9/11/01, the Tunnel to Towers Foundation has been helping American heroes ever since. And when a first responder or military service member doesn't come home and young kids are left behind, well, Tunnel to Towers, they pay the mortgage on the family home off to lift that financial burden. Now, for catastrophically injured veterans and first responders, Tunnel to Towers builds Well, mortgage-free smart homes, that enables severely injured heroes to move around their homes more independently. And through the foundation's homeless vets program, Tunnel to Towers is providing housing and services to homeless vets. More than 3,300 were helped last year alone. And people who put their lives on the line for our country and our communities, they need your help more than ever. Join Tunnel to Towers on its mission to do good and never forget 9/11 or the sacrifices of this country's heroes. Donate $11 a month. Go to their website. It's the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org.
Well, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. Tonight is this big fundraiser, three presidents. It's a Biden fundraiser, Radio City Music Hall, 6,000 seats. Tickets start in the very back at $200 and in the front, $500,000 a ticket. They're going to make $25 million on this thing tonight. And Stephen Colbert will be the host, the MC. He's not even trying to cover it up anymore. He's actually working, formally working on the Biden campaign. He's hosting their biggest fundraiser. You look at Bill Clinton, he's like an old school Democrat. You know, he was kind of a common sense Democrat, especially second term, kind of conservative as far as tax policy, tried to get tough on crime, tried to be good on the border. Boy, you compare him to today's Democrat with a wide open border, total chaos, drugs, fentanyl, sex trafficking, everything flowing across the border. Crime in the cities, just let everybody out, let all the criminals out. Squatters taking people's houses, shoplifting legalized. It's just unbelievable the turn the Democratic Party has taken. Now, they're expecting some trouble down the street there in front of Radio City Music Hall when this thing takes place. The anti-Israel protesters, the pro-Hamas, anti-Semitic, all that kind of stuff. I know they say they're not, but clearly they are. So that could cause a lot of chaos tonight right in front of Radio City. And it's another thing you got to, the Democrats really have to worry about this anti-Semitic nonsense, this anti-Israel stuff. Obviously, it's going to kill them with the Jewish vote, but also to the rest of America, the Gentile vote, they don't like this anti-Israel stuff. They really don't like this. It's just awful to watch. So as they're doing this, Donald Trump was at the wake for the fallen officer. And now he's attacking these three ex-presidents. Well, two. One soon to come. Two ex-presidents plus Biden. They say the three living presidents, if you count Biden as living. But three stooges, he's calling them. The three stooges who skipped the slain officer's wake. The three stooges who didn't show up for that slain officer. Obviously, Biden can't show up because he's in large part responsible for this let the criminals out, defund the police. I know. Fact check dot whatever will say, well, he didn't say defund the police. Check the video. He pretty much did. He said, divert the funds to somewhere else is what he said. Hey, anyway, let's take some calls. Let's go to Don in Missouri. Don, how you doing?
Doing well, Mark. How about you?
Let me check. Not bad.
There you go. Hey, question I have that I want everybody to ask all these liberals.
Are you a salesman?
I'm sorry?
You say you got a personality for a salesman. Good personality.
Oh, well, thank you. I was actually in sales for like 20 years.
See, I could tell. Hi, how are you? Good to talk to you. They got a nice personality.
Well, it's just common courtesy is all it is.
I've tried. Hi, how are you? You got a great personality, though, Don. Go ahead.
Well, thank you. Every time you talk to a liberal about global warming, I want you to ask him three questions. What the heck is the perfect temperature of the world supposed to be? And I want to the tenth of a degree because that's what they worry about. Okay. And then I want you to ask, okay, who gets to decide that? And then why do they get to decide it and somebody else doesn't?
Well, they keep telling you it's going to be like 1 degree warmer in 40 years. I got to be honest, I'm a little chilly right now. It's not that warm in here. Let's say it's 1 degree warmer. Am I going to really worry about this? You know, if it's 1 degree warmer in 10 years, they're panicking. Meantime, people pay a fortune to go to Florida where it's 40 degrees warmer. So what's the difference if it's 1 degree warmer? Not going to bother me. You're in Missouri, right?
I'm in Missouri. I'm in God's country. I love it down here.
No. Okay, 1 degree warmer. Would you even notice if somebody didn't tell you?
What?
If it was 1 degree warmer next century, would you even care? It wouldn't even bother you.
No, I wouldn't care, but I want to know what the perfect temperature of the Earth is supposed to be because they keep saying that we're messing with the Earth and we're changing things. Well, I want to know what the hell is the damn perfect temperature?
That's a very good question. Very good question. Thanks for calling. Let's go to Stephen in Texas. Stephen, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon. I just got a question, and maybe it's already been asked, but you've got a big platform. Sean Hannity's got a big platform. I'm retired Coast Guard chief, over 20 years in service. If a ship has a problem with a pilot plug, meaning the pilot cannot plug his laptop, his device, into a ship, the captain of the port will slap an order on that ship not permitting it to leave the pier unless it meets certain waiver criteria, and that's daylight transit only, harbor tug assist, things of that nature.
Well, they lost the whole power plant of the ship. Are you saying they should have tested that thoroughly before they pulled out?
The ship had a history.
Yeah, of losing their power plant.
A pier side, there is a dock side inspection that's required.
No, I know. Well, supposedly the ship had power as it left. Then the whole plant went out. They lost power. I checked. They did. There is a way to drop the anchor without power. They did do that. It didn't work, though. It didn't stop the ship. The anchor, as much as they could drop it, they did drop it. Let's go to Craig in Washington State. Craig, how you doing? Welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
You remember, I think it was 2010, when Harry Reid accused Mitt Romney of being a tax cheat.
Yeah.
Mitt's feelings got hurt, and he spent the next year on his heels playing defense. And a couple years later, in an interview with Harry Reid, he was asked about that, and it was a big lie. And Harry just grinned and said, well, it worked, didn't it?
Yeah, that's a good point, Craig. Thanks for calling. That was Mitt Romney's fault. Mitt Romney really bungled that up. Harry Reid was on the floor of the Senate, and he said Romney is a tax cheat. He didn't pay his taxes. Now, believe it or not, legally, the law is you can't sue anybody, for a senator, for what they say on the Senate floor. They have total immunity from any kind of lawsuit, and Harry Reid knew that. So he could say anything and not get sued over it. Now, the problem is, if this were Donald Trump or somebody smarter than Romney, they would have done something about this. They would have been outside the Capitol the next day, hold a press conference outside the Capitol, and say he lied. He knows he has immunity on the floor of the Senate, and that's why he lied like that. I dare him to come out here on the sidewalk and say that, because then he'd face a lawsuit. Just do that. Now, Harry Reid probably wouldn't have come out and said it, but you would have made your point. And Romney bumbled that, as he bumbled a lot of things in that campaign. Let's go to Joe in New York. Joe, how you doing?
Hey, Mark, I'll trade you. You can give me one free insult at the end. You'll know why when I'm finished.
Give you one what?
I'll give you one free insult. You can insult me when
one free. Blah, 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 blah. What would you say?
I'm 77 years old, Mark, and I've been enjoying you on the radio ever since I was a little kid.
You got a radio now. That's good. All right. Go ahead.
That's not why I called. You got a bridge that got knocked down that needs to be rebuilt.
Yeah.
Well, they want it built by Labor Day?
Yeah.
Who can they call? The Donald.
The Donald. All right. Thanks for calling. Thanks for that. They can't. There's no way by Labor Day. If they really, really, really rushed, maybe 2 years on this bridge. It's going to be a long time on this bridge. And it's not going to be rushed. It's going to be the government. The Army Corps of Engineers said it's going to be a long time just to clean the mess out of the water. There's a ton of bent up steel and all kinds of stuff in that water. It's going to be a long time to clean that up. And they said that's before they can even begin to figure out what needs to be done and how long it'll take. Let's go to Chris in New York City. Chris, how you doing?
Hello, Mark. The Republicans lost another election in Alabama over abortion. And I think this is a way bigger problem than people are giving it credit for. We all say, oh.
Well, I know. You call all the time on my New York show here, all the time. This is your one concern, abortion. It doesn't rate very high in any exit polls or polling. It's usually at number 8. It's not a major issue in most states because, like here in New York, abortion will always be legal. It's not a presidential issue because the president no longer has any authority over abortion, nothing to do with it. So it's not a big issue for a lot of people.
But people don't know that. They think...
if they don't know it, then they don't know it. It's really not that big. Why are you so worried about it? Most people aren't that concerned. The border is the big issue. Crime is a big issue. A lot of things... Abortion way down the list. Why are you so concerned about it?
okay, I live in Manhattan, and there's a lot of Jewish people in my building. Nothing, you know. And I ask them, are you still going to vote for Democrats? And they say yes, and they tell me because of abortion. And I said, but you're...
Yeah, no, I think that's why you're all confused about this. It's not showing up in any kind of polling with actual normal Americans. People that live in Manhattan are all crazy. I live in Manhattan. I'm just saying they're all left-wing kooks, and that's a great excuse to use. And that's how left-wing kooks operate. They'll give you an issue, a climate change, something that doesn't even affect anything. They've got all their reasons. It's not Trump is not going to win Manhattan no matter what. They're very, very left-wing. But everywhere else in America, abortion way down the list. It's not a major issue. One more. Let's go to, let's go to Rob in Utah. Rob, how you doing?
Hey, how you doing today? Can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
You know, I'm kind of curious about all these military personnel, police department people that have taken an oath to defend this country against foreign and domestic enemies. They took an oath. Our country is falling apart right before our eyes right now. We have the borders are wide open. We have people, citizens here being raped and killed on a daily basis by illegal immigrants. We have fentanyl coming over the borders from China. These people are killing our financial system. We are paying. We cannot afford to be giving these people debit cards. Our children can't afford this.
No, it is an absolute disaster. Thanks for calling, Rob. You know, I'm looking out the window. Right over there is Joe Biden, Barack Obama, and Bill Clinton. They're doing this fundraiser tonight. So to protect them, they have obviously a ring of police all over the place, but they put a barricade, walls, barricades, concrete barricades. They've lined up a million sanitation trucks filled with sand. So it's like 17 walls around them, not to mention hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of policemen. This is to protect them. These are the people that tell you walls don't work. Meantime, they built like 42 walls around Radio City just to protect this fundraiser. Expecting a lot of trouble with protesters, but we'll see what happens. It starts a little later tonight. Hey, it's Mark Simone here for Sean Hannity. He'll be back on Monday. It's the Sean Hannity Show. We'll take some more calls in a moment. Hey, welcome back. It's the Sean Hannity Show. Mark Simone here for Sean. I bet right now a very panicky meeting is taking place somewhere up the street. You know, today Donald Trump goes to the wake. This fallen officer, you're seeing it all over television all day, this very moving visit that he paid to the wake and the talk afterwards. Now, Biden, Obama, and Clinton are going to be at this very, very glitzy fundraiser at Radio City. The comparison is not good. The optics do not look good for Democrats. So I'm sure they already had Colbert and everybody figure out what they were going to talk about tonight, the questions, the topics. I bet you there's a panicky meeting right now figuring we've got to do something. The fallen officer, we've got to say something. We've got to pay tribute to him somehow. We can't have Trump being the one there comforting the family while we're just raising $25 million. The comparison is not good. I'm sure the original plan was they would go after Trump for politicizing this wake, but he really was pretty moving when he spoke from there, and the family hugging him, the family behind him, and the family will come out and help Trump politicize this. They want to politicize this slaying of this hero officer. They want to politicize it as much as possible, hoping it will finally turn the tide and turn things around for the police department and maybe do something about these politicians who let the criminals out, let this thing happen. So Biden, Obama, Colbert, and Clinton right now, I'm not Biden, he's not incoherent, but the rest of them are probably huddling, talking about what they could say on stage, what they could do, so it won't look so bad. We got time for one more call. Let's go to Rick in Texas. Rick, welcome to the Sean Hannity Show.
Thank you very much for the opportunity to call. I just wanted to say that those of us in the know who watched President Trump today deliver that speech saw a true American and a man with true compassion and sincerity. Whether you want to politicize it or not, those were genuine thoughts and feelings from that man. And it's not just this time. I've noticed over the years, every time you see Mr. Trump, he's hugging the flag, he's talking about his citizens, he's saluting the flag. I've never once seen the current, whatever you want to call him, in the White House, or Mr. Obama, once say they love this country or hug the flag.
No, you're not going to see that. You know, they a lot of flack over Donald Trump saying selling Bibles. Well, good. The more people reading the Bible, the better. Democrats don't want to hear about any Bible or anything like that. Anyway, good call, Rick. Thanks a lot for calling. Yeah, this is going to be interesting. The next 24 hours, it'd be very interesting to watch CNN, MSNBC, Lester Holt, all the Sunday shows, how they try to spin this. I'm sure they're discussing it right now, how to handle this. They ignored the wake, the slain hero officer, and were busy with their fundraiser. Not going to look good. Hey, we're out of time. Sean will be back. Check out Hannity.com. Great site. There's always new stuff up there every day. You can go to my website, MarkSimone.com. You can hear my show there. Or also, follow me on Instagram, MarkSimone at NYC. Hey, thanks for listening to the Sean Hannity Show.
Hey, if you want a firearm that is easy to transport, you got to check out the U.S. Survival Rifle from our friends at Henry Repeating Arms. Now, it is a portable rifle that you can put together, take apart in just minutes. And then when you're not using it, you can store the parts in the little case that it comes in. It's so small, you can store it pretty much anywhere, and it's light enough to carry everywhere. Now, it comes in black and two different camo patterns, and you can pick one up for $300 to $400, depending on the finish. Check out their videos. Go to their website. It's one word, henryusa.com/survival. And while you're there, make sure you order their free catalog. Now, Henry makes more than 200 rifles and shotguns and revolvers, all made in America, all backed by a lifetime satisfaction guarantee and the best customer service in the business. Go to their website, henryusa.com. Get their free catalog. They'll send you free decals and a list of dealers where you are. That's henryusa.com. Free catalog decals for the Henry U.S. Survival Rifle. All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans programs and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website, the letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Hollywood is under siege from an external force. Now, the same Hollywood that sold the American dream, they are now making nightmares a reality. Many major films make choices to appease the Chinese Communist Party to be distributed in China. Now you can join Tiffany Meyer, an investigative reporter, in the Hollywood Takeover brought to you by the Epoch Times, where she reveals how the CCP exerts control over some of the major studios. Now don't miss the most important documentary about Hollywood yet. And for a limited time, you can watch the first 10 minutes for free at HollywoodTakeover.com/Sean, S-E-A-N.